broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The company does have a dress code policy in place that states that we do not allow...
Well, it is a big use of water to produce meat. It's easy to produce crops. But
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking in Sunrise yesterday saying it's time for...
I was in town halls. I did town hall meetings this last weekend in my district.
Blah, 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 blah.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, a groundbreaking presentation on radio across America and around the world here. The only news talk and entertainment show where news is our bitch and truth is our bitch, really.
Yeah, news is the bitch.
News is the bitch we use. Truth is, well, in any event, truth is our bitch. And welcome to our program. And you can visit us online at philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com, where you can look at a live streaming video of our program tonight, as well as listen to the live streaming audio. This evening we'll be dealing with the stories that you guys are familiar with. Of course, the Northwest Airlines, the healthcare, all the sniping that's going on. There's some real ugly stuff happening. This cat Grayson, he's really going ape. And we've got some news about the various networks, because the media has become the story more than anything else. The media, the way the media reports things, the way that the various networks have devolved, in some people's opinions, devolved into talk radio stations. So we're going to talk a lot about that as well. We also bring on the line here right now Robert Green. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods. Mr. Green has been a frequent contributor on matters having to do with employment and hiring and the economy. And Bob, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Phil. Thank you, and we appreciate the help you get Fraser Foods as well.
Well, the reason why I've got you on the air is because of the hotel owner telling his Hispanic workers to change their names. You heard the story.
I'm familiar with it. Yes, I am.
And the story is interesting. We mentioned it briefly yesterday. Larry Witten, he marched into his northern New Mexico town in late July on a mission. He wanted to resurrect a failing hotel. The tough-talking former Marine immediately laid down some new rules, and among them, he forbade the Hispanic workers at the rundown southwestern adobe-style hotel from speaking Spanish in the presence. He thought they'd be talking about him in his presence, because he thought they'd be talking about him, and ordered some to anglicize their names. So they couldn't speak Spanish in his presence, and he ordered some to anglicize their names so they couldn't call themselves Martin. It was plain. They couldn't call themselves Martine.
Right.
So they had to use Martin. No more Marcos. Now it would be Mark. Now, Witten says he immediately noticed that the employees were hostile to his management style, and he worried they might start talking about him in Spanish. And because of that, I asked the people in my presence to speak only English, because I do not understand Spanish. And I've been working 24 years in Texas, and we have a lot of Spanish people there. I've never had to ask anyone to speak only English in front of me, because I've never had a reason to. So we want to listen to an interview here with Mr. Witten.
I don't have any manners. I think it's very rude, frankly, especially a man who's paying your paycheck. Who basically, if he wasn't there, you wouldn't be feeding your family, or feeding your niños, because a lot of us speak Spanish. I speak Spanish. I just don't like people speaking it in front of me.
All right, for the benefit of my audience here, let's listen to Mr. Witten. This was an interview that he did on CNN, facing a rather hostile anchor here while discussing one of his policies. Again, this is Mr. Larry Witten.
I'm here. My name's Jane Velez Mitchell. I hope you don't mind if I keep using the word Velez in my name. Did you or did you not tell somebody whose name was Martin to say that his name was Martin?
Yes, ma'am. I was answering your question of why.
Just answer that question, though. Did you ask him to change his name and anglicize his name? Did you ask anyone to anglicize their name?
Yes, I asked Martin to change it to Martin.
Why?
To better understand it over the telephone.
You can't understand Martin? Now, how do you treat the customers when they come in? Do you ask them also to change their names? Like, if I came in with Jane Velez Mitchell so that you could better understand my name, would you ask me to change it?
No, ma'am.
It's ludicrous, sir.
No,
it's
ma'am.
It's ludicrous what you did, and you should just apologize and say that you made a mistake.
What do you think of that?
I don't know what to make of that. She asked the question of how they treat the customers that I'd like to address, but I wouldn't let any news. She's on television, that lady?
Yeah.
You don't let somebody on television talk to you that way. You own a business. People on television, they're I wouldn't even give them the respect you would accord somebody that's taken out the trash.
Okay, well, I mean, it's well said. It is well said. I don't know if I agree with that or not. Two former employees explain how they were fired.
Without warning, he fired us, you know, and there was a bunch of employees that he fired. He brought his own employees from Texas, you know, and I've worked this job with many owners for 5 years, and never has this happened to me, sir.
I was asked to change my name to Mark or Bill, and I wasn't comfortable with that, so I just stayed with Marcos, and they said that I was rude and that I was unlawful, so they fired me. Like, they never called me back to go back into work, and I thought that was unfair to me because I was just there to do my job.
And here is CNN's Rick Sanchez, who comes to the defense of the hotel owner.
Rick, what if someone said to you, Rick Sanchez, your name, it just doesn't sound right, people won't understand it, we're going to change it to Rick Sanford. Let's go now to Rick Sanford.
My real name is Ricardo León Sánchez de Reynaldo.
Okay.
And I don't use it because I want to be respectful of this wonderful country that allowed us as Hispanics to come here. And I think it's easier if someone's able to understand me by anglicizing my name.
But and Sanchez
let me finish my point. When I was listening to the conversation, I heard him say, I don't do that with all employees, only people who man the switchboard, to make it easier for them to have conversations with prospective clients who are trying to call in. It didn't sound to me like he was being unreasonable with that demand.
Well, all right, Bob, you heard all of that. You're a business owner. What do you think?
Well, first of all, my congratulations to this man that was just talking, Mr. Sanchez, I believe was his name, and he understands that he lives in America. This is the United States of America. We speak English here.
Well, we also speak Spanish.
No, I don't speak Spanish. Do you speak Spanish?
Well, what I meant to say is there's a lot of people who do speak Spanish. And
well, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of things, Phil, but the official language, not the official, but the language we speak is Spanish now, or English, I should say. And you have this guy, Mr. Sanchez, who recognizes that and is going to speak English, and he's going to make his name easy for people to say because he doesn't want to be rude, and I believe in that. Now, I wanted to make a point, though, about the store that I have and the way that I relate to my customers, if I could.
Certainly. And we've got plenty of time, Bob, so I'm going to give the number out here, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Tell me about how you deal with customers, how you deal with employees.
I believe that in America, I've got American customers. That's whether they're English-speaking or not, they're American customers. And what I've tried to do is make shopping as easy and as pleasant for them as I possibly can. There's a lot of arguing about whether we should speak Spanish, whether we shouldn't speak Spanish. All I know is I've got to service my customers. To that end, we have taken them a lot of the foods, whether they are prepackaged items like these tortilla chips. I've got customers, and most Americans want that to be referred to as a corn chip. That's what it is. It's a corn chip. The people that come into my store and go into other stores, especially around the country, you can't confuse them. And so...
So what? You're calling tortilla chips corn chips?
We call them corn chips because the people that are speaking English in this country, the English-speaking American, is already confused enough having to do with all of this conversation about immigration and Mexicans and so forth. So I call it a corn chip. We don't say it's salsa. We say that it's just regular tomato dip. We don't call it a tortilla. We say it's flat cornbread. So that when one of my customers comes in who's an English-speaking customer, which most of them are, they'll know where everything is. If I say, well, those are tortillas, most of people are going to say, I don't know, what is a tortilla? I don't know what you mean by a tortilla chip.
Now, does it matter to you if I say to you, I know what that stuff is?
Well, Phil, you may, but you're in the media, so you're well-versed on a lot of these things. Most people, when you say to them, would you like a tortilla, they don't know what that is. And because they're Americans, because they speak English, I believe in anglicizing these names. You've got things called, like, chow mein. We don't say chow mein. We say these are noodles. They're Chinese noodles. We don't say quesadilla. We say that it's melted cheese on a flatbread sandwich, because that's really what it is. A quesadilla is a flatbread sandwich that's melted. I have respect for my English-speaking customers, in other words.
Are you really respecting your customers? If you say in your store you sell not tortilla chips, but corn chips.
Well, I do respect my customers. I'm not going to start telling them a lot of fancy Spanish words that they don't want to hear. Okay?
Yeah, but I mean, don't you think that most people know what salsa is?
When you say most people don't they don't know what most people don't know what salsa is. They know it's that spicy tomato dip that you put the corn chip in. Or they might say, do you have that hot tomato chili type sauce that you can put on the flatbread cheese sandwich? And I know immediately they're talking about the quesadilla.
And so when Americans come into the store, you're talking about, not just English speakers.
Well, I'm dealing with Americans. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about Americans. The customer nowadays needs everything. We got to dumb a lot of stuff down for our English-speaking American customers, because they have been inundated with immigration this, and I got a day laborer here, and they've been inundated. So we try to dumb it down because we want them to have a comfortable shopping experience. And
all right, when you talk about Chinese food, this is not just Mexican food, Chinese food, Japanese food.
Japanese food as well. People is when you say, I had the Japanese food supplier come in, and he said that we have the teriyaki. I said, you're not going to call it teriyaki. Not in my store you don't call it teriyaki. He said, well, what do we call it? I said, you need to repackage it somehow so that it reflects an English-speaking customer. And
so what do you call teriyaki then?
Teriyaki is simply, if I've got it right, it's like a crisped up, you know, you bread meat and you crisp it up and put some Japanese spice or stuff on it, you know.
And well, what do you call teriyaki mix then?
We just call it a Japanese. It's Japanese food. And
Japanese food.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what it is. It's Japanese food.
And but there are different Japanese foods, and in other words, there is...
Well, Phil, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry, but...
That's all right.
No, there isn't. To the average American who wants... We hold on to our English language, and we hold on to our American culture, and I start throwing all kinds of fancy names like teriyaki. It's Japanese sauce is what it is. And most of the time, my customers will come in and say, where's the Japanese sauce? They'll say, it's down there. Now, I've had a couple of people say, well, what is Japanese sauce? I'll say, are you Japanese? Which obviously they're not, you can tell. And they'll say, no. And I'll say, okay, then it's Japanese sauce. If you're Japanese, I guess they call it teriyaki.
All right, explain that last one again.
Explain what again?
When you have a customer come in who is not Japanese...
Well, I don't know if they're Japanese. They may be Asian American. But they'll ask me, do you have the teriyaki? And I'll say... I'd appreciate it if you'd call it what it is, Japanese sauce. And
so even Japanese or Asian people?
Yeah, Hispanic people, Asian people, no matter who they are. In our stores, in all 30 of our stores, we tell people it's called Japanese sauce, it's a corn chip, it's a flat corn sandwich with some cheese on it, and that's called Mexican sauce. And
what is Mexican sauce?
Mexican sauce is picante sauce. Salsa is hot tomato dip. We don't call it, for instance, bratwurst, which is a German phrase. We call it a European hot dog.
You call bratwurst the European hot dog?
Right.
So it sounds to me, Bob, like this is an entire effort at your store to anglicize, or not even anglicize, huh?
No, it's Americanizing.
Americanizing every single term, and that is not causing you any problems.
By the contrary, Phil, our American customers, and that's who I serve, I'm sure most people will tell you that those are my customers, Americans. And I serve Americans and English-speaking Americans, and they don't want a lot of fancy names like, you know, where's the bratwurst? I said, you're talking about European hot dogs are back there, and people, you see the relief come over their face. I mean, literally.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our number is, we have Robert Green on the line with us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. As we talk with Robert Green here about Americanizing terms for Americans, far too many foreign language terms. If it's a bratwurst, it's a European hot dog. If it's a tortilla chip, it's a corn chip. If it is picante sauce, it's Mexican sauce. If it's teriyaki, it's just called Japanese sauce. Your thoughts, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with Robert Green here in a moment.
Phil Hendry. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're reacting here to this story on a hotel owner in Taos, New Mexico, who wanted all of his employees to change their names, anglicize their names, to anglicize not only their names, but to speak English in his presence. And it's caused a little bit of controversy down there. Robert Green from Fraser Foods has joined us. And before we get to some phone calls here, Bob, I wanted to ask you, because you and I had a very interesting conversation here. You're saying that you're basically saying people are sick and tired of having to deal with all of these foreign terms.
No question in my mind, Phil. Remember that what I do for a living is I'm a grocer, and that means that I'm in contact with my customers every day, and they don't want to. They're being hammered already with this wave of immigration. Not that we're not anti-immigrant, but we want to hold on to our English language. And when you say, someone says to me, well, do you have sushi? I'll say, what we have is raw fish on rice. Do you want that? And they'll say, is it sushi? And I'll say, what we have is raw fish on rice. Do you want that? And people gradually begin to get the message that it's all right. You can talk like an American in our store.
Robert Green with us, 877-876-PHIL is our number. We'll go over to a phone call here. We have Greg in Bloomington, Illinois. Greg, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on?
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, sir.
I just can't believe this guy, Robert Green, is really thinking that the public needs to have their food dumbed down to them. I mean, I work in a factory. I'm not very culturalized, but isn't that kind of the point of being an American, is kind of expanding our culture and kind of taking in other things? I mean, that just sounds ridiculous.
I agree with you, Greg. I don't disagree with you, Greg, at all, but we live in America. You work in a factory. You're a blue-collar guy. You love this country. You can see what's happening with all of these. It seems like we've got to speak five different languages to even get out of the house in the morning. So when you come into my store, when you, Greg, bring your family into my store, you can know that it's going to be easy to shop. You don't have to look for fancy tortilla chips. You just go for the corn chips. You know what they are. If you want
I understand
Japanese sauce, go get it. You know what I'm saying?
But
let me ask Greg.
Run around saying that she doesn't even know what a tortilla chip is, and that's kind of just basic knowledge for Americans, I thought,
Well, I don't think your daughter is going to be held back because she doesn't know what a tortilla chip is. I mean, if she knows what a corn chip is, that's good enough. She's an American kid. Does she really need to know it's called teriyaki? Why can't she just call it what it is? Japanese type sauce.
Because teriyaki is what it is.
Yeah, it's Japanese sauce.
Well, when you say Japanese sauce, can't that be a lot of different things?
No, it's the sauce that the Japanese make. How difficult is that? And especially with bratwurst, which is a big one. These Germans, who are Europeans, so they think they have a special place, I guess, in terms of American lineage. But no, they don't. Not in my store. It's not a bratwurst. It's a German hot dog. That's what it is.
I consider myself rather intelligent. To have a store dumb down their food to where I have to change what I already know, man, I mean, that's just something that I wouldn't buy.
Well, I don't doubt that you're intelligent. This is making shopping easier for you and your wife is your... And I believe that you're an intelligent man. The liberals in Washington want us to continue to confuse consumers with the fancy foreign foods in the name of multiculturalism. And I know you don't want that, and neither do I.
All right, so to you, Bob, this is a way of combating multiculturalism?
Absolutely. These liberals, Greg, want you to call it, chimichanga or whatever whatever they call it. Don't do it. It's meat that's been, basically shredded meat.
So if hey, Greg, we sell hamburgers like Chinese, should they say it's just an American piece of meat?
No, it's a hamburger because we created it. We get to name it. See?
But
yeah, but that's the all right. All right. Exactly, exactly. We'll be right back. 877-876 Phil. Thank you very much, Greg. Back with Robert Green from Fraser Foods on Americanizing Phil. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
That guy said he was smart, but he didn't sound good.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show here with Truth Is Our Bitch, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show every night. On our website, you can also watch us on live streaming video. We also have live streaming audio on our site, philhendryshow.com. Robert Green is with us from Fraser Foods as we continue to discuss the hotel owner in Taos, New Mexico, Mr. Larry, Larry Whitten, who demanded English, anglicizing the names of his employees.
I'd like to make the point, though, I'm not doing that with my employees because they're not talking to the customers. I talk to the customers, or the cashiers talk to the customers, and most of our cashiers, it's not a big thing to say, hi, her name is Linda Martinez. I don't see a problem with that. What we're doing is we are responding to the American people who are sick and tired of everything being of foreign origin, and not just of foreign origin, but you got to call it the foreign name. I'll give an example. We just got in some marvelous, in our deli, we've got in lamb sandwiches. Lamb sandwiches with a white, the white sauce on it. Okay?
Euros.
Exactly. That's what they are, euros. That's what they used to call them. We don't call it that. It's a lamb sandwich. Because the American people, we're responding to, frankly, Americans who, they don't get it, they don't understand it. What you're talking about is the corn chip that you put meat in, they'll say yes. I said, that's what they used to call a taco, but here we call it, it's a bent corn chip that you stick meat in.
Yeah, but you can't put that on a sign, can you?
Yes, you can. You could put, it's a pre-shaped corn chip that you put your meat, not your meat, but you put, ground meat into.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to a phone call here. We have Lolly in Nashville. Lolly, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. What can we do for you this evening?
Hey, listen, Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a Latin American woman. My father's Argentinian. My mom is Cuban. I was born here in this country. I speak fluent Spanish.
I call
a hamburger a hamburger.
Why don't you say you're American? Why don't you say you're Latin American?
Because I'm Latin American. My mother
no,
is
you're
Latin.
No, you're not. No, see, that right
Latin.
There is the problem. Right there
no,
is the
it's
problem.
Not.
That confuses,
no, it is
that
not.
Confuses people.
No,
it confuses
and a bratwurst
me.
Is a bratwurst, okay?
No, it's
there's
a German, it's a German
no,
hot dog.
It's not. No,
yes, it is.
Know,
that's exactly what it is.
You can't call sushi raw fish on rice. That's ridiculous.
Are you telling me that's not what it is? Is that not what it is? That's exactly what it is.
There's a small percentage of Americans that call it Anglo-Saxon English or whatever you want to call it. That is totally ridiculous. I call a hamburger a hamburger.
Look, you speak with a southern accent. You speak with a southern accent. You speak English. So why call yourself Latin American? So why call yourself a Latin American?
Hold on. I can't hear anybody. Hold on. I can't hear anybody. What? That's okay. What were you saying, Robert?
Well, she comes on here and she says she's Latin American because I guess she has no other identity, and that confuses people. They go, well, are you an American or aren't you?
Idiot! That's such an idiotic thing to say.
Now you're calling me names.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's an idiotic thing to say.
You're like,
I am Latin
you're like
American.
You're like every ex-wife there ever was.
And a bratwurst and is a bratwurst. And salsa is salsa and sushi is
wait a minute, you're Latin
sushi.
American, but you're telling me all about German food. Where do you, I don't understand.
I'm not saying
you're Latin
anything
American.
About German food, but how are you going to
yeah,
call
you are.
It a European
it's a German hot dog.
Sausage or whatever?
Because that's what it is. That's what it is. That's exactly
no, it's
what it
not.
Is.
It's called a bratwurst. That's what it's called.
Right,
and a hamburger
store,
is a hamburger.
All I'm telling you,
there is no other
if
form
you get
of
down
calling
to,
a hamburger
you know,
a hamburger or French fries. Then why not
you
call
can,
it
you
fries?
Can, you're in the minority. I'm sorry.
Fries.
You're in the minority. That's all I'm telling you.
Okay. No,
most
I'm not.
Most Americans now. Yes,
I am
you
not
are.
The
yes.
minority.
Well, first of all, you're Latin American, so that makes you.
That's correct. I am Latin American. Very proud of it.
No, you're
my
not.
My parents came to this country, and they learned
well,
English,
yeah,
and they learned how to call a hamburger a hamburger and nothing else. And they learned how to call French fries. French fries and their fries.
And what do you call? Let me ask you something.
Sticks.
What do you call meat?
What do you call meat?
What do you call meat that they put in a bun?
What do you call French fries?
What do you call meat that they put in a bun?
Potato sticks. Is that what you call them? Or do you call them
no,
chips?
No, they're called they're French fries because they were invented here. But
really?
I would ask you, what do you call meat that goes in a
French fries? Why do you call them French fries?
Do you realize that you guys are not? Do you realize that you guys are not listening to each other? Hold on for a minute, Lolly. Do you guys know that you're not listening to each other?
I'm listening to her, but she's butting in. She's butting in.
No, I mean, neither you, Bob, have to let the lady talk.
Why do I need to let the lady talk when she's got everything wrong?
See,
everything she said is wrong. And
no, wait.
Point, honey.
What she's saying, what Lolly is saying is French fries.
French fries were, an American called them French fries.
Why are they called French fries?
Because he called it that for a gag and it stuck.
And right. Why not call him potato sticks?
Well, let me ask you this. Why are you called Lolly? What's that? What is that supposed to mean?
What do you mean?
My name?
What is her name? What's Lolly mean?
That's her name.
That's
I never
correct.
Heard any name like that. I've never heard any name like that before.
It doesn't matter if you've never heard a name like that. That's my name.
Oh, well, then you've never heard of European hot dog? Get used to it.
You're so
man,
ridiculous.
Man.
No,
look,
you called
don't
me
worry
an idiot,
about it.
And I'm trying to keep this country
so
free of you and your Latin American or whatever.
Well, now, hold on, Bob. She's an American citizen.
Well, then, what's with this? I'm a Latin
here.
American.
Because she was
because
born here.
Then why does she call herself Latin American?
Because I am Latin. I speak fluent Spanish.
You're about
yo hablo español.
No, this is how you talk. No, this is how you talk. You go, yeah, I'm down here and I'm in Tennessee. You don't sound like anything other than what you are in America.
Bueno, yo
and man, there's a movement by consumers who don't like these fancy
Spanish
foreign names.
Accent, huh?
Like, ma'am, you got to get
I
on board. Nobody wants to call it a quesadilla.
All right, okay. Right? Lolly, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. That was difficult to understand, Robert, in terms of her, when she says she's Latin American.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? And if she came into my store and she said, oh, where are the tacos? I'd say, what do you mean? And she'd say, you know, that's the kind of woman that, just to make a point, she'd keep saying, where are the tacos, where are the tacos? And I'd keep saying, I don't know what you mean, I don't know what you mean. And I guarantee you, Phil, because I believe so strongly in this, I'd stand there until closing. And she'd stand there with me saying, where are the tacos? And I'd say, I'm not telling you.
You're not telling her because she's not using the... What do you want her to say?
I want her to call them what they are. It's a curved shell. It's a curved corn chip with meat shoved in it. And I'm sorry to put it so crudely, but that's what it is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Moving on to another phone call with meat shoved into it. I think there's probably a more delicate way of putting things. Here is Susan in Rockland, Massachusetts. Susan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit upset.
Susan, go ahead.
Oh, hi, sorry. I'm Susan.
Yes, that's all right.
I'm not here to upset you more, Robert. I just wanted to say,
well,
I mean,
she says I'm a Latin American. I'm a Latin American. You know, big deal. So you're Latin American.
I'm not a Latin American. My ancestors are from Ireland, so I'm Irish, but I'm not Irish. I'm American. I understand
right.
your reasoning,
right.
but at the same time, her culture, her family is Latin. So in other words, she does have Latin in her. She speaks fluent Spanish. But she's also an American.
Right.
That's why I called in.
She's an American that speaks Spanish.
Right.
And you're
not
Irish. You're not Irish.
No, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, but her people come from Ireland.
No,
okay.
Forget about where her people are from.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Gosh.
I just say, I personally find it a little ridiculous, but to each his own. You have the right, you own the store, to call it whatever you want to call it. I just know if I personally went into that store, I would find it very confusing because all of these names that are other places' names, like teriyaki is Japanese, you know, so on and so forth, those are names that I've grown up calling these specific sauces. It's not because it's Japanese that it's teriyaki. It just is teriyaki sauce. And there are numerous Japanese sauces, I'm sure. I don't know any of them. But there are numerous Japanese sauces. There are numerous Mexican sauces. So if I went in there and I was looking for teriyaki sauce, and I asked you that, and you said, oh, the Japanese sauce, I'm going to have
exactly.
no clue what you're talking about.
No, you go over it. There's not numerous Japanese.
Well, what if there were like, there's teriyaki, and there.
Yeah, see, you can't even think of another one. So what I'm saying is this: if there were two or three, just see, it's over with the Japanese sauce. What's the difference?
Right. No, but I've always known
well,
it.
Let me ask you something. What if Susan came into the store and she bought the teriyaki? She didn't have to ask you about the teriyaki. She brought it to the register and didn't need to bother you with it.
Well, I mean, if she brought it to the register and I saw that it was this Japanese, I'd ask her, you got Japanese sauce there, and she'd say, yeah. If she said it was teriyaki, then I'd say to her, well, you need to refer to it what it is. That's what we call it here.
Right, but
okay, but she's checking out.
Well, I don't really. I know, but why am I allowed to? Why are you forcing me to sell her something that she won't use the right name for?
Wait a minute. What difference does it make?
You're telling me that she gets to call it. Well, the lady can laugh if she wants. Ma'am, we've got a very, very vociferous argument going on in this country about bilingualism and multiculturalism.
I don't agree with having the liberals want to strip your rights away. But I do. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with the different languages on the labels. And different languages on signs, that does bother me. I'm not racist by any means.
Exactly.
But I believe
exactly.
If you live here, you should know English. But that doesn't mean
exactly.
You have to change the names of sauces and
wait,
chips.
You said you don't
that's
like
really,
the different
that, that's
names
the minor
the
thing. That's not
well,
even
you said
a
you
big
don't like
deal.
That. You don't want names on why do we have to call it tortilla then?
Well, I mean, she was talking about like signs on the rock.
No, whoa, sunshine. She said.
And I don't like being called sunshine, if you don't mind.
Forgive me, but I. She said change the names.
Yeah.
Well, then how come I got to call it a tortilla chip? Why don't you call it... Why does that get to stay?
Well, it's always
what I'm
been
saying?
A tortilla chip, so why change it? You
well,
know, it came here
been.
That way. Just like
well,
they made French
had,
fries here, and they're called
but
French fries.
We've always had Japanese here. We've always had Japanese here. That doesn't mean
right.
I got to start
teriyaki sauce,
beer,
I know exactly what you're talking
beer
about.
Beer and beer up on every
teriyaki.
Billboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Susan, so you're pretty comfortable with...
If she comes into my store, believe me, there'll be a day that Susan will get on her knees and thank me, almost as if...
I don't think
me,
those
say,
people are sighing, though, for relief. I think they're sighing out of astonishment that someone has taken all this time out of their life to change such minor things. If you want to make a difference, make a difference, but by changing the name of a food is really not going to change
liberalism. But if you come into my store, you have to call... Right, but if you come in my store, you've got to call it... Japanese sauce, or else I can't sell it.
Well, I live in the north.
You know.
Are you kidding me?
Store, but
well, we may be opening one up in the Boston area.
All right, thank you very much for your call. 877-876 Phil. That was Susan. Thank you, Susan, so much. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. Although I do want to find out from Bob, if you wouldn't mind, Bud, what that whole thing was about. I won't sell it to you.
Well, if you say I got a bag of bratwurst here, he's going to say no. You got a German. You have a German dog.
Is he not going to sell it?
Not going to sell it to you, no. If you have the bag of the dogs.
Yeah, if you have a bratwurst, he ain't going to sell it.
So he won't sell it to me unless I call it what he wants me to call it, a European hot dog.
No, it's like a German dog.
Yeah, a Germany dog.
A Germany dog.
Well, something like that.
877-876-PHIL, here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene, as we talk here about the hotel owner in New Mexico who has anglicized the names of his employees, at least he's tried to, and there's been quite an outcry. We'll be back with your phone calls here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in just a moment.
I call it a German dog, or a Germany dog.
Phil Hendry. Bill Hendry Show.
Robert Greene joins us from Fraser Foods. In Taos, New Mexico, Larry Witten wanted to anglicize the names of his employees. He didn't want them speaking Spanish in front of him. And we're talking, and there's been quite a loud outcry as a result of that. We're talking with Robert Greene about the whole idea of multiculturalism. Mr. Greene owns some 30 supermarkets and grocery stores across the Southwest and Southeast. And the idea that you have changed, we'll get to your phone calls here, our number is 877-876-PHIL. The idea that you've changed the names of all of these products from the foreign name, such as when you said sushi, raw fish on rice, right?
Well, that's exactly what it is, Phil. I think it's that lady that called and said, no, it isn't, it's sushi. You can tell when somebody doesn't really have a comeback and they don't really know what they're talking about. No, 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 it's like a child that'll say... no, that's not the sun. That's a big orange ball. Well, it's the sun, you know. And you can say that it's sushi, but in America, it's rice with, you know, raw fish that was put on it. And I had a customer the other day. I'll give you a very good example. A customer came into the store and said, can you tell me where the challah is? Challah is the way you pronounce it. I said, what is challah? He said, you know, challah. And then he had to explain what it was. And I said, you mean Jew bread.
And what was it?
He said it was challah, but it's actually what we call in our store Jew bread. It's just Jew bread. It's the bread that the Jews will eat.
And Jew bread? Dude, are you...
What do you mean, dude? What does that mean, dude?
Well, where do you put this?
It's in my store. I don't know.
What? Don't you have people... That's a little insensitive, is what I'm trying to say to you. To call something Jew bread...
Well, what else... No. Phil, we are not racist. We're not anti-Semitic. We are not in any way bigoted. That's exact... What else would you call that?
I guess I would agree with a lot of people that call it challah, which is what it is. And
no, it's not. That's not an American term. That's another foreign term forcing multiculturalism on the liberals in Washington. Boy, they did a number on you, man.
Wait, Bob, no liberal...
I mean, in our country today, we're forced to speak 5 different languages. We got to have 15 different signs. And one businessman, one lonely businessman in Buena Park, California, tries to do something about it. And you're calling me a racist. And that's exactly what these liberals want you to do.
I'm not. I did not say you were a racist. And let the record show, I did not say that.
Well, what do you mean I can't say Jew bread?
Because that's considered to be impolite. Shall we say that? It's...
Well, what would you like me to call it? Jewish bread? You know that is grammatically incorrect, because that means that the bread is a living thing and it comes from Israel or something. Oh, this is Jewish bread. Could you give it a passport? I hate to sound stupid. But,
well, you're sounding a little ridiculous, because I think when you say Jew bread, look, I had an encounter with a lady in a airport once. My stepkids were half Jewish, you know, their father's Jewish, and what this woman said.
Are we talking about my store now? Or
I wanted to tell you, this lady asked one of my kids, "Are you a Jew?" And I said to her, "We consider that to be impolite."
Well, that's fine. You told me that woman was a German, right?
She was a foreigner, yeah.
All right, well, she needed to be put in her place. But these are Americans. Americans. Nobody's being a racist. It's Jew bread.
I can't believe that you haven't had people complaining rather vociferously about that. 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene. Here is Mark in San Antonio. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Greene. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Phil. In a way, I agree with Robert. You know, we are being inundated with, you know, the Mexican language, you know, Spanish,
all of that
language,
stuff,
but
all of that,
you know,
yeah.
We are,
yeah, multicultural. That's what the liberals want you to do, see?
Well, but you got to remember one thing, you know, we are a melting pot. That's how America started. You know, my ethnic background, French, Belgium, German, English, and Cherokee Indian, you know, and you say, you know,
well, that's ridiculous. How am I supposed to remember all of that? The best thing to do is just say, you're an American, and we don't call it, you know, what do you call it, vichyssoise. We call it whatever that is, like a dead, like some kind of bird, isn't it? Isn't that what vichyssoise is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're French, Mark.
Yeah, see, he's French. Well, he doesn't even know.
You know, I don't flaunt it, you know. I don't flaunt my ethnicity.
Right.
Ethnicity,
I'd
you know,
say
I'd
it's just
I'm
that's
an
the
American,
French,
but
French
I think,
bird.
You know, I just think you're going just a little bit overboard with that, you know, because I mean, I live in San Antonio. And I'm originally from Michigan.
Well, here we go.
And I bought.
Here we go.
You know, there's a lot of
everybody
German
says,
culture down here. You know, I've always called it bratwurst. You know,
all
and
right,
I call
let
it
me ask you, what's a kraut? You ever heard of a kraut dog?
Yeah.
You heard of a kraut? Okay, that's what I call bratwurst. Now,
yeah, bratwurst,
people get,
you know,
people, they get offended if they say, why'd you call it a kraut dog? I said, you know, and they'll think, oh, because it has sauerkraut on it. But it doesn't. It's a kraut dog. And
well, you're using a pejorative term for Germans.
But they don't know that. They think I mean with the sauerkraut. And so that's by way of releasing some of the tension that builds up in me all day from having to say, hi, how are you? Where's the bratwurst? Oh, you mean the German hot dog? If I just say kraut dog,
So you want to be hostile?
I beg your pardon?
You want to be hostile about it?
No, sir, I do not want to be hostile. I just get tired of having to be politically correct with this meat that is half veal, half pig, whatever it is, and it's made over there in a country that, you know, I don't have to remind you what went on over there. And it takes my appetite away, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God, Bob. You're not bringing up the Holocaust to people to come into your store.
If it needs to be, yes.
Hey, Bob.
Sir.
You know, when you say the Jewish bread, you know.
Yeah, Jew bread.
And the Jew bread.
Yeah.
What about when you go to the store and buy a Jewish rye?
A Jew rye?
Do they take
okay.
offense
to
that?
That's a joke. I'll say, what month were you born? Jew rye. And it's just a way to let off tension. And
all right, thanks a lot. Bob Green with us. Coming up, we're going to have a discussion on... Oh, I forgot.
Phil Hendry.
You know, you have to get...